Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Here, what's the best game where you swing from a rope? And what's the best game where you battle the Pope?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Hello and welcome to VG247's Best Games Ever podcast, where we attempt to find the best game within a very specific category. For example, this week we're looking for the best game that's a sequel to a crap game. Terrible things often lead to worse sequels, if they get sequels at all. For example, the mediocre Crackdown 2 leading directly to the rancid Crackdown 3. The so bad it's good Deadly Premonition leading to the it's just bad actually Deadly Premonition 2. Overwatch 2. Duke Nukem, Land of the Babes, Max Landis. The list goes on and on and on. Speaking of going on and on, I'm joined today by Tom Ori. How are you doing? You've had haircut.
Thank you. I thought you were going to do some horrible joke about how I was the second born twin.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
You weren't.
I mean, I might have done had I remembered. But
also, Crackdown 3 isn't that bad, Jim.
It's terrible, Tom.
It's not
sank.
A terrible game. It shouldn't be mentioned in those other
It almost
other
single-handedly
games.
Sank the Xbox division. I mean, that's not true, but like, no, not at all.
There's no way, right?
No, it's not true, Connor. But yeah, no, Crackdown 3 is terrible. And they said the cloud was going to fix it, and that didn't even happen.
I played it for about 30 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I mean, that's more fool you. Also, I mean, they said the cloud was the buzzword, the tech buzzword that was going to like revolutionize Crackdown 3. Presumably they're going to launch Crackdown 4 with some sort of AI implementation that's also terrible. But I guess we'll have to wait for June 12th to find out if that prediction comes true. Good games. We're looking for a good game that is the sequel to a bad game.
Did you introduce let me just Connor and Kelsey or not?
Maybe that's where we are by now, surely.
Yeah, I can never remember how to do these things. Hello, I'm really sorry, actually. You made me feel really bad now, Tom. Also joined by Kelsey and Connor, who are always battling, actually, for the win. There's like a low-key rivalry going on between you two, because every time like you're going to be on the same show together, Connor's always like, yeah, I'm definitely winning this week.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I feel so insecure about my picks. And about my track record.
You were so slighted about the Ninja Bread Man robbery.
Ninja Bread Man, there was the best game set on a horrible island. Who can forget that one? I've got a track record of losing podcasts. I feel particularly like I should have won.
Connor, are your pants sticking out your drawer again?
No.
What
those
is
are
that,
socks.
Then?
Those are socks. Those are socks. Those
Someone
are socks.
Commented on a video that you'd put your pants away.
Yeah, for a sponsored video.
I kind of like that is a thing that people are observing, but also maybe it should never have happened.
Anything to get them watching the video, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a reward for people who pay attention to the podcast, I guess.
I was going to say, Connor's pants drawer is currently, like, the second, like, favourite character on this podcast, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, people are going to be insisting that it was robbed at some point, I'm sure.
Connor's work objective, put pants out of view.
Right, okay. Let's, based on a conversation we had in Slack recently, I'm really excited to find out what Kelsey's pick is. So, Kelsey, would you like to go first?
What conversation are you referring to?
No, remember when we had that whole sort of discussion about, I was like, you can't pick Oblivion, and then you kind of implied that you might pick Oblivion.
Yeah, I've not picked Oblivion, because Connor would get mad at me for that.
I would find it hilarious. It'd be the funniest thing in the world, you say.
I was tempted, but I was tempted by a lot of things, actually. There was Garfield Kart 2, and then there was obviously Resident Evil 7, but I've picked that one before,
Sorry,
so
Garfield
we're not going there.
Kart 2.
Garfield Kart 2 is amazing.
Is it genuinely good?
I can't even argue. I don't know anything about Garfield Kart 1.
Garfield Kart 1 was like utter jank, and then Garfield Kart 2 is still jank, but less jank, and you get to play as multiple different types of Garfield, and you catch lasagna and stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. But anyway, I didn't pick that because ultimately it's not really a good game. I went for Borderlands 2.
All right, okay.
Again, you could argue Borderlands is not necessarily a bad game, but when you've got Borderlands 2 right there, Borderlands just looks mid in comparison, because ultimately Borderlands was just... It was fun at the time, but when I revisited it during uni, it was just a grind, and everywhere was so boring, and the characters, as fun as they are, you don't actually get to spend enough time with them to really kind of get that whole Borderlands feel. Like, you do get it, but it's so much better in Borderlands 2. It's kind of like Borderlands 2 was like, okay, we're going to fill in the gaps. We're going to work on all the mistakes that we made. We're going to give you a story that's actually coherent and easy to follow. And we're going to give you environments that aren't boring. And we're going to give you characters that you can actually talk to a lot more. Mm. But we're still going to keep that zany humor. We're still going to keep that cool soundtrack. And it was just, it's just 10 times better. I never finished Borderlands. But I did finish Borderlands 2.
I mean, that's the ultimate endorsement, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would argue that the first Borderlands was a rubbish game. I remember
up until this morning, I couldn't actually tell you who the antagonist for Borderlands was.
Yeah.
And apparently that, like, end game thing, you don't even fight with the antagonist. You have to go and do that in a DLC. And it's not even the actual version of them. It's a claptrap version, so who cares? Meanwhile, you know, Borderlands 2, you know who Handsome Jack is.
People are vaguely aware of the name Handsome Jack, even if they're not into Borderlands. So he's actually transcended the series in that way.
Do you remember Borderlands before it looked like Borderlands?
No.
I don't think you could have picked a game that could have stabbed me in my heart as bad. Because I love Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2. You're right, they did fill out Borderlands with that Borderlands humor that it's kind of known for now.
Yeah.
It depends on your taste in like jokes, I suppose. When I finished Borderlands 1, I was like, this is kind of like a cool apocalyptic sci-fi game with, you know, a bit of humor here and there. Mm. And, you know, I thought the gameplay was quite sick. And the bad guy's name is Commandant Stone, actually. Mm. She was great. And then in Borderlands 2, you get into it and it kind of went in on the humor side of it. And that's like, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But I got the impression that in future games, they're like, oh, people really love the jokes we make.
Yeah.
So then you get into Borderlands 3 and onwards and it's just, it totally sort of...
That's what I mean. It's like Borderlands 2 was like, okay, how can we kind of up the ante on Borderlands? And then Borderlands 3 was like, okay, we've taken things too far now.
Hmm.
I do have a lot of nostalgia for Borderlands, though, because I did spend a lot of time with it, although most of that time was just spent battering the same mobs over and over again.
Mm.
But being that first Borderlands experience, and obviously that Cage the Elephant intro, how can you forget that? Mm. It is just like, I do feel affectionately towards that game. But at the end of the day, it's like Borderlands 2 was just so much more fun.
I think you've kind of just counted yourself out of this already with that little...
I knew you were going to say this.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're really fond of the first one.
See, but... I personally feel very affectionate towards it because of my experiences with it.
I do like the first one a lot. I think it was a real tone setter. And can you name a looter shooter sort of before...
A who, sorry?
A looter shooter or a shooter.
Looter shooter. He's got a shooter. He's an East End gangster.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Could you name a game in that sort of genre that did it really well before Borderlands 1 did it?
No. Well, I mean, it got compared a lot, really erroneously, I thought. It got compared to Fallout a lot when it came out,
it originally looked a lot like Fallout, right?
But yeah.
It changed the look of it.
A bit more cartoony and cel-shaded
like,
a bit.
I think that's probably a bit what happened, right? Because it looked quite serious and dull, like Fallout does. They changed it to look more cartoony.
Yeah.
And then they went further down that road with the whole comic stuff in the second one.
I can't really remember like what exactly how the timeline goes, but Borderlands sort of came out around, there was like a cluster of, there was like Fallout 3 and like Rage and stuff like that. And there was a lot of like kind of drab post-apocalyptic stuff going on. And it was going to be one of those. And I think they realized...
Did Borderlands, do you think, got any Game of the Year awards or not? Just wondering.
I remember, but I think.
I'm sure it did.
I don't want to do a classic Connor Lies on the podcast moment, but I'm pretty sure I bought the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, there we go. Game of the Year.
I'm pretty sure I had a Game of the Year edition back then.
Borderlands 2 got Game of the Year.
Well, they're both very good games.
We're not doing a good game
with a good sequel, are we here? This is not what this is.
I also, the original Borderlands came out during that really good sort of like Xbox Live 4-player co-op boom. Everyone was playing Left 4 Dead, and then Borderlands came out, and it was like, oh, this is like, it's a little bit like Left 4 Dead, but it's an RPG.
Borderlands wasn't Game of the Year, right?
Anywhere?
Apparently it was Xbox 360 Game of the Year by RPG Land.
There we go.
And runner-up for overall Game of the Year in 2009. Runner-up.
Is that enough to make it a Game of the Year edition?
Terrible, terrible. I mean, they only need one, Jim. One award.
Did Video Gamer give it Game of the Year? Is this what you're getting at?
Doubt it. Wouldn't have thought so, but it's just a good game, isn't it? Everyone remembers it fondly. Good game that everyone liked. Connor's one of Connor's favourite games of all time.
Yeah, but yeah, nine times out of ten, people are going to be like, Borderlands 2 is much better. Yeah,
but I think Borderlands 2 gameplay is much better. I think they did a lot to make
you can pick up ammo and money without having to press a button. Yeah. Game changing.
Let's not dive too far into Connor's taste, because that's led us down a dark path before. All right, okay. Speaking of which, Connor, what have you got for us for this topic?
This is a really tempting podcast to pull out like a really outrageous suggestion. I think I joked to you about saying Halo 2. Which I couldn't do.
That would have been funny.
I'd have loved that.
It would have been
That would have been good.
Instantly lost.
Because it would have been a good segment, but I wouldn't have won. I was tempted to say Oblivion. I wanted to say Assassin's Creed 2, but I thought Jim specifically would hate me for that. So I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, because I'm one of the people who maintains that the first game is really good. But
it is. It's a good tone setter. It's a good tone setter, right?
Yeah.
What I ended up on was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, right. Yeah. Okay, so you said this to me, right? And Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is a great game, right? Iconic.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is the first game bad?
The first game is like pretty bare bones, and there's not a lot to it. It came out at the same time as a Thrasher skating game called Thrasher Skate and Destroy. Yeah, Thrasher Skate, or like Thrasher Presents Skate and Destroy.
You even born when this game came out?
Yeah, I think I was 1 year.
Were you playing this?
I did not.
No.
When it came out. But these games came out, right? And it was sort of like the primordial juices of like the skateboarding genre, right?
Yeah.
One of the only reasons, like both these games are kind of similar in how good they are, which is kind of average to whatever. But one of the reasons why Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 got really popular was because Tony Hawk did the 900 in real life, and that was like a big thing at the time.
Apparently. That wasn't why it became popular, no.
It was a cool game, and then Tony Hawk did a big spin, and that's why, like, Tony Hawk. We know who Tony Hawk is, right?
Yeah.
And so
he was in Red Dwarf, right?
Now, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 totally flipped the game on its head and made it really, really fun to play in a serious, like, way. Mm. And it sort of kicked off the genre and the skateboarding sort of phenomenon on consoles, in my opinion, because it added manuals.
How old were you when this happened to you, Connor, just so I know, when you were forming your opinions?
I was younger. All of this, I can't remember when Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 came out, but I must have been around 3 years old. But now, an adult looking back, I can see this.
You were five when the second one came out, like, 5-year-old me with my big opinions about the skating genre.
No, 25-year-old me can look back and be like, oh man, that, you know.
Wasn't the first game, like, really good?
It was average.
Like, no, not just average. Didn't people actually love the first Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
No, they just loved Tony Hawk.
Well, everyone loves Tony Hawk, still.
My brain had developed when the first one came out. Right?
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly that this game was a big deal. Like, this was the game that we go around, like, mates' houses and stuff, and everyone was playing Tony Hawk, right? And we're all like listening to the music. It was a huge deal, the first game. The second game was better, and I think they got progressively better as they added new mechanics. To say the first game was, what's the title of this podcast, Jim? Bad crap? What is
crap,
that?
Yeah.
It was a bad game with a big name on it and a good soundtrack. Right?
A bad absolutely game that correct. Has 98 on Metacritic.
Yeah, because people are looking back and being like, oh, this is so good. And also, it's bad now.
You can't do a this is bad now argument.
You can do a this is bad now. It was bad. There wasn't much to it. People were blown away by the fact that you can go from, oh, I'm doing a little trick on a ramp. I'm doing a little grind over here. And it's kind of really basic, right? Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, by adding manuals, made it a sick combo game. Instead of being like, I'm going to do a kickflip, and then I'm going to ride on the ground for 2 seconds onto a ramp and do a kickflip off this ramp, and we'll do a grind over here and make it like a really basic sort of whatever playground explosion, whatever game.
Were there not combos in
the
first
game? Play this game.
There were, but because you couldn't do manuals, they were quite limited. You'd go from a grind to a grind.
Right now.
When did they add the revert? Was that 3 or 2?
I don't know. All I know is manuals, baby. Because manuals are the best.
The revert changed it completely. But I think the argument, Connor, is that, I mean, if you'd said, I was at nursery, I was at play school, whatever you went to, and all my mates were playing it, and we went back and we played, and we thought it was terrible. I'd go, all right, fair enough. But that isn't true, is it? You're just looking back at what, how your opinion now, based on what you think people thought then. People loved it. It was one of the biggest games, like, of the whole generation, pretty much.
We were at nursery listening to The Offspring.
Exactly. I can't, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I was a five-year-old, I played Tony Pro Skater 2 or whatever, and it was amazing. I can look back now and say that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 was not, there wasn't much substance to it. It was a cool-ish skateboarding game for the soundtrack and for Tony Hawk's name, and the gameplay itself was kind of basic. But in the second one, they took those two aspects of it, said, oh, look, more Tony Hawk, cooler soundtrack, and then they went better graphics, and then they added manuals, which I want to focus on.
They also added Spider-Man.
And they added Spider-Man.
Because I'll give you that.
Because it's all well and good going from like just messing around in a playground, but the moment you can do like, you can start building paths for yourselves, for yourself around like the map, you could be like, I'm gonna do a trick off here, and then I need to get to that rail, but I don't want to lose my combo, right? So then you can do a manual to get there, and then you get harder and harder the longer you do them, but they have like a sort of soft reset when you do other tricks of stuff. I think it was really great.
Yeah, you're right in that it got better, right?
The franchise it got better. It's one of the best games of all time.
You can't say the first one is bad just because they iterated on and improved it later on.
I can.
It was a very good. I played the first game probably for like over 50 hours easily. Like it was, and everyone was playing it.
What else was there to play?
I think you would have had a better argument right now if you picked Skate 3 instead of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1.
And also Skate 3 didn't like totally like change the genre and set a tone for like the next 15 years for
What was the soundtrack like in Tony Hawk's 1 versus Tony Hawk's 2?
I don't know, it's still good. I can't remember Papa Roach and stuff, that might have been later. It was music that, let's be fair, I was like a white kid like at a school that was like very white. And
was this
else.
While you were hustling pool in pubs and working like, in the circus? Or
But this was not the music I was into at all. Like I was probably like Spice Girls. I don't know what I was listening to when I was that old. But this was like, it was an introduction to music that most kids hadn't really been into before.
We got some Rage Against the Machine in there.
I do remember The Offspring going mental after this.
Anthrax and Public Enemy, Bring the Noise. Yeah, you know?
Probably got a lot of British kids into
Public Enemy. The soundtrack for the first one's better.
It's good. It's really good.
No way.
Dead Kennedys, Goldfinger, and Suicidal Tendencies. Who are the Duck Pistols?
Let's just move on, Jim. I mean,
I've made a damn good case for why, you know, the game is way better than the first one. The first one being kind of shallow and mid. You know, maybe back in the day when you're all playing games in black and white and fucking like winding up your consoles on a fucking like that. Maybe
you know,
then it was like,
that.
Wow, it's great. But like, you look back and the first game is kind of like, whatever. And the second game is like, whoa, rad. And then it sort of sets the tone for the next like 15 years of skateboarding games.
I look back and like my kids couldn't talk. I didn't think they were shit.
They were.
Over time, they learned other things. They got like new skills. Like, I don't think we can look back at Tony Hawk and go like the first game was awful just because it didn't have all the stuff the second one had.
When the first Tony Hawk game came out, the first Tony Hawk game came out, not a single person played that game and went, well, this is shit and mid. Can't wait for the sequel.
I'm sure people did. I'm sure.
No, they absolutely.
100% people did.
No, because
I'll
tell you what, people hadn't seen anything like it. Honestly, like I remember that game coming out and it becoming like, it was one of those kind of seminal games. It was like Wipeout kind of PS1 moment where games became cool and not, you know, not a kid's thing, right?
Yeah, but people not seeing something like it, but people not seeing something like that before, there's no excuse for the game's quality. It just, if anything, it sort of blinds them to it. That's the same sort of mindset that made people think Amnesia was fantastic. As it butchered horror games for like 5 years. Yeah. Like you can say, oh, at the time, you know, it was really cool to skateboard, but like it doesn't make the game any better. It just makes it new, right?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure when people picked up their first Kinect game, they were like, oh, sick, I can punch with my hands.
God, there were plenty of bad PlayStation games. Trust me, there were loads of terrible PlayStation
for
games.
For sure, but none of them had a sequel as Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Can I just make another point of order? I don't think anyone picked up a Kinect and thought this is great either. Like,
I'm sure
certainly
some
didn't
people
meet
did.
Anyone.
I thought it was great for like the first 5 minutes. And then after that, you don't touch it again, do you?
Oh, this is so new. Fantastic. All right. Connor's gotten very animated there. I'm slightly worried, but okay. Let's move on to the inevitable Tom Ori segment.
No, I think this topic's broken me. This is not.
I was thinking this. I was like, how is Tom going to wedge that in?
I wasn't expecting. I thought we had like an agreement, Jim, that there was like a, this is a good topic that I can work with, but we never had that discussion this time. There are a few games that I think would work really well for this that aren't obviously good games, like Connor and Kelsey have picked, right? So Killzone 2, right? Killzone, the first Killzone is an absolutely terrible shooter, right? It's awful. It got by on the fact that it looked good. It was terrible. It's like one of the worst exclusive PlayStation games I've ever played, probably. Absolutely awful. I think I gave it like a 5 out of 10 when I reviewed it on the PS2, because I was reviewing PS2 games. That's how long I've been doing this for. But then I thought about Killzone 2 actually also isn't that good. Like, no. I don't like it at all. And I got really good reviews. Mm. I think it's pretty terrible still, so no. Red Steel 2. Do you remember Red Steel on the Wii?
I do.
And everyone was like, oh, because it was classic. They showed it off and it looked incredible because it was all like, this is not real gameplay stuff. It looked great. It looked like, I think at the time, it was like, looked like a PS3 game. It didn't look like that when it came out. It was awful, played terribly. Red Steel 2 actually was a lot better, and they fixed the way it played. It looked far better. The style was different, but still, I didn't like Red Steel 2, so I couldn't pick that either. And I thought about a load of old games, and I thought, this is getting down the Connor route of old games are bad because they're old and the newer one is much better. So I couldn't do that either. And then I found a game that was released in, so the original, like the first one, was released in 2008, and it was absolutely destroyed, right? I'm going to review some review quotes. No compelling reason to keep playing, difficult to pick up and play, awful animations, basically no gameplay, sound is non-existent, right? That got a 2 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And then next year, same, like a sequel came out, and it got a 9.3 from the very same publication, which is like, what's that, a 7.3 point increase.
Is this IGN?
In reviews, right? It's IGN, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. The 2008 game was something called Football Manager 2009.
Right.
And then the following year, everything was wonderful again. Right, so...
You actually had me worried that you weren't going to do it for a bit. I was like, what's he gone with? Army of Two?
I thought you'd actually picked Killzone 2, and I was like, no. I was sad.
I was thinking of arguments for Killzone, and then you came back with Football Manager. Mm.
So how? Why was there a blip then that year?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the issue really is that I've kind of cheated slightly in that it was a very well-reviewed game, but IGN gave it a 2.
Did they get someone to review it who was, like, not that into sport?
They had someone review it that didn't understand management simulators, I think. Right. The review is now gone. They had a big apology. They took it down.
Who was it?
The fact is that 2.0, it was an actual point decimal scale then, right? Wow.
Yeah.
2.0 out of 10. And then the following year, 9.3 out of 10. I mean, is like actual hard evidence that the game that released the sequel was 7.3 points higher out of a 10-point scale.
Is that actual hard evidence, though, or have you just found this really, really crafty way of being like, there's a 7-point difference because someone, the initial review of Football Manager 2008 or 9 or whatever was written by someone who didn't understand it.
That exists, and they said it was like one of the worst games, like literally of all time, like to get a 2 on IGN, right? And this is not someone looking at it 20 years later, but this is IGN... someone that reviewed it at the time, hated it, absolutely hated it, published it on one of the big, probably the biggest gaming website ever created. And then the following year it got an incredibly high score. So in terms of like numbers and like data backing up my argument, I think I've won, right? I
mean, you've got one sample.
No, because IGN has a history.
Yeah,
IGN has a history of occasional naff reviews.
I don't think
they did the God Hand review, which everyone still hits them for.
Yeah, yeah.
And they apologized for it, so even they know they were wrong. Yeah.
I think this is, as you just said, this yourself. Is a far better
so
argument
you've got
than
nothing.
Old Tony Hawk was crap.
You've got nothing.
And Borderlands, Game of the Year, Borderlands.
Yeah, but what's so much better?
Did either of those games? Can you find a
what's
Tony
so
Hawk
much better about the next Football Manager game?
Probably.
No, I'm looking forward to this. All right.
Yeah, let's have a look.
We've got a bit of.
Let's ruin this podcast by tapping.
Move on to the last bit in a minute, but I just want to see what the results are for this because.
Oh, like, so you've got one review, right? That's like kind of naff. But like, naff reviews happen all the time. I've written some. So, like, it's just like.
IGN, you can't really point to IGN, but that's on the planet. Like, I think you should. I think that has some weight to it.
Who was it that did that Football Manager review?
I don't know. I'm not going to reveal any other information. It's been taken down. There's just evidence of it around the internet. I don't think you really need long to consider this, considering the other two, Jim, have picked actual classic games that everyone loved.
No, but Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 isn't a classic. The second one is.
Do you know what, like, Connor?
What's the difference between that Football Manager game and the next one?
Do you know what, Connor? I was around at the time, and I would actually agree with that. I would agree with the assessment that Tony Hawk, the second game, exactly. was actually the one that made it go stratospheric, and the first one was like a toe in the water. And,
but this is not. This is not like. The topic is
your
bad
problem
game.
Is that Football Manager is no been way so good for so long.
Is right. a bad game, and you can't say Borderlands is a bad game. There is. Have you found any, Kelsey?
It is the lowest I've found. Right, is a 33 out of 100, and that review has also been removed.
I can't find any because of the remake and SEO.
Also, like, you know, a lot of the original reviews for Tony Hawk, they would have all been print. Magazine, so a lot of those reviews will have just been lost to time.
Just do the drink.
You know what? You've all made my job very difficult this week because, and not my usual reason for saying that, which is you've all got great picks. You've all got shit picks, actually. because Borderlands is, you know, by no stretch is Borderlands a crap game. The original Tony Hawk's game, Connor, is. Iconic, perhaps not quite as iconic as the sequel, but still pretty iconic and still like massive enough that it was a genuine tastemaker in this country. Like, I remember nobody giving a single fuck about The Offspring before, like, well, actually, probably before Crazy Taxi, but you know, like, you see? it was part of that mix, right? And based on a sample of one review that eventually got pulled, Tom, you can't argue that. As much as it pains me to say this, you can't argue that that Football Manager game was a bad game.
Well, when it generally did.
Who was it? I want to talk to
them. I don't know.
We should invite them here.
I don't know, but I mean...
Steve Burns.
Terribly low score. If you're going to discount Football Manager, Jim, you've got to embarrass yourself quite terribly by picking one of the two other incredible games.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. Right? I'm well aware of that. This is my problem. So now I'm like, which would be the funniest? Which would be the funniest one of these to pick? And I'm also really upset that nobody, not a single person, picked Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days, which is the ultimate version of this happening, because the first game is utter dog shit. And the sequel... The sequel is an incredible game with a very consistent vision that it pursues doggedly. That's a pun. The most striking art style... of any game.
The most striking art style of any game.
Yeah, probably the most striking production design.
Is it not
design.
Pixelated? Is that not it?
No, it's not pixelated. It is designed to look like handycam footage. And
does
it's designed
have good blocking, Jim?
It's designed incredibly well to look like handycam footage. It's got one of the greatest production designs in all gaming. It's not about making it look nice, Tom. It's about making it look, frankly, like terrible footage. And sticking with that because it serves the story. It's one of the best examples of that.
Are you saying all this just so you don't look as bad in a minute when you pick one of the greatest games of all time?
No, I'm tempted to pick fucking Kane and Lynch 2 and give myself the point this week. I almost did this one year when I just decided to like pick Starfield or something and discount everyone else, but I bottled it. And I'm also going to bottle it this time. I think the funniest one to pick this week... would be Connor.
Yes.
So I want to give Connor a really hollow victory here.
So he feels like he's actually achieved something now. Yeah. He really hasn't.
Look, here I am, right? a winner, once again, finally. I'm so happy. You know what?
You've won as often as Dom.
They've been on like, what, half, a quarter as many times as I have?
You didn't have to bring that up. I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm just saying... I'm just saying you've won as often, probably more often than Dom has.
You know, it's all about persistence.
Who's only had about three appearances, like, on a show that's been running every week for over a year.
It's all about persistence. It's all about, you know, trying as hard as you can, you know, getting back up. You know, skateboarding is kind of like that as well. So I feel very good about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I picked it, because, like, he's insufferable when he loses, and he's just, like, does
beaming.
This when he wins.
Oh.
All right, okay, like, we're going to get so many complaints about this episode, because I think the Connor was robbed guys have nowhere to go, because Connor was, like, the opposite of robbed.
I think you mean guy, right?
Guy, one guy, singular.
Yeah, the Connor sock puppet account that always kicks off every time Connor loses.
The problem, Jim, now is that you've enabled him.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to get from now on, just looking back at old games and going,
well, that's
crap.
What he said last time when Kelsey won with,
no.
With mods and stuff, right?
Yeah, with a mod that, you know, you picked a mod that you hadn't played, and that became a massive controversy, and everyone argued that, well, Kelsey's changed the rules of the game now, I'm just going to pick whatever.
I've tried bringing interesting games and, like, weird sort of niche stuff, and I've either been called someone who brings up games that no one cares about, or a nonce. So, like, why even try? Why even try? I might as well bring up the biggest games ever, right? And I only bring up old games because, you know, new games are kind of either average or really good. There's not really many really bad games these days that have sequels. Back then, you'd get sequels to anything, you know. There have been many Killzone games. All of those games are bad.
You know, it's mad actually how many Killzone games there have been, but it's just Sony kind of plowing money desperately to have a Halo killer.
Yeah,
for a long time, right? We need a Halo killer. We need a Halo killer, and then Halo just killed itself. So they had to just stop bothering, right? All right, okay, like, let's leave it there. Let's not let Connor bask in this hollow victory for too much longer.
Bask in darkness.
It's fine, it won't last.
I will
it
have
it.
I have ordered, like, a TikTok, like, light from my camera, so I should look really
somehow
good.
It's going to look worse, isn't
somehow,
it?
I'm going to be all, like, it's going to be really bad.
You're going to be able to see the pants in crisp high definition.
Can't be dark, but the pants will just have a perfectly illuminated halo all around them. You just pinpoint exactly what size they are.
All right, thank you very much for watching and listening. Please leave us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. Leave us a comment in the comments.
Yeah,
on the website or YouTube. And I forgot to say that, I'll probably dub a little bit over, but this topic was suggested by user
Just an Idea
on YouTube. So thank you for that. And we had quite a lot of suggestions for topics, a lot of them terrible, but much better than ours, which just don't exist because we haven't come up with anything for a while. So we're definitely going to be making our way through those. All right. Thanks very much. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.